Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Morning Mess.
Side chick staycation setup. I love these. Can we say good morning to Emily?
Morning.
Morning.
Now, Emily, you think your man is cheating on you. So in a minute, you're going to want us to call the potential side chick, correct?
Yes, I do.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so, yeah, we know. So let's get some things straight here because I was checking out the email and I saw that you're concerned about this woman. Her name is Karen? Is that a real name or is that just what you're calling her?
Yeah, it's actually her name, and she's a hot mess alert.
Okay. Okay, clearly a fan. So this is someone that you've met before, and you think that she's stepping in with your boyfriend, Jesse. How exactly do you know this woman?
So basically, it's his friend's ex. So he brought her over to dinner, and she actually was just talking. But before she started talking, you know how you can just smell someone? Smell full of shit.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
And I was just like, huh, listening to her story, you know, you observe people. And she was like, I just got dumped for being a cheater, but I'm not a cheater.
So you didn't like her from get?
From the get-go, I did not like her.
Right. So she had told you she got dumped for cheating on her man?
Yeah, she was telling us the story, basically. She got a little drunk and just started running her mouth at dinner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. You scared that she's running her mouth on your man?
Oh, my God.
That's what happens.
I'm scared that she's doing a little bit too much there.
Right.
Well, how do we get from, like, you meeting her, she's telling you how she got dumped, how do we get from that to now you think that your man's actually messing with her?
Okay, so the other day, Jesse came home, like, a little tipsy after his lunch break, and I was like, this is very interesting. What's going on, Jesse? Like, where were you? He was like, I was at lunch. So I already had, like, kind of, like, the feeling that he's on some bullshit. Mm-hmm. So, of course, detective goes to work, and I look through the credit card statements, and I see, like, $35 for lunch. I was like, this is very interesting. The receipt must be somewhere. So, basically, I found the receipt for two tequila shots. It was, like, lunch special and then two tequila shots. So, I already know. He was with someone else.
Are you sure he wasn't just really hungry?
No. No one buys two lunches. I mean.
Yeah, two tequila shots.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he has to go back to work. Yeah, no.
Okay. Well, there's definitely something here. I mean, I don't hope you're right, but we can do the staycation setup. So you want to do the side chick edition.
Yes.
So you are going to have us call this girl, Karen. I'm going to offer her the free romantic weekend stay. I'm going to ask who she wants to bring for that free romantic weekend. I'm hoping she doesn't say your man, Jesse.
I hope not either, honey bunny, because it's going to be a problem if she does.
Really? Mm-hmm. Like a problem? Yeah. Like you're going to fight for your man? You want to work it out or?
Oh, no. I mean, like, I'm just going to be done with everything.
On site, if you see this girl, if she is messing with your man.
I'm going to whip the shit out of her, honey.
There you
go. Okay. No.
Sometimes you got to do that.
No, sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you got to risk it and knock off that biscuit.
Exactly. And that Triscuit, you know?
There you go.
Okay, staycation setup, the side chick edition. That is coming up next at the Morning Mess.
And in this corner. Okay, Morning Mess inside the side chick staycase setup edition of it, where we're going to call the potential side chick. Listen, we spoke to Emily. She let us know she thinks her man Jesse is messing with this girl, Karen. She's a friend that was his friend, introduced him to his lady, Emily, but Emily never really liked this girl at all. Now, Emily, why did you decide, usually with staycase setups, we call your man or your partner and find out if they are cheating on you. Why do you want us to call the potential side chick?
because I found a receipt with him going out to lunch with someone else, and one of his friends brought his ex to dinner, and I just realized that he might actually be going out with her.
Now, Emily, we're going to call the potential side chick up and find out if she is cheating with your man. If she does pick him, is it automatically over, or are you going to fight for your relationship?
I'm not fighting for shit. It's over.
Are you fighting her?
I'm fighting her. I'm not fighting him.
We don't gotta fight anyone. I think it's better if you just don't.
It's like channeling this inner King Kong in me that I think I just need to like release. And
okay, girl. So I don't know about King Kong, but we have counseling, and we will offer that to you no matter what happens with this. Okay.
I'm just being honest. Okay. How I'm feeling.
Love that. All right. So we're going to call the potential side chick up, offer a free romantic hotel stay. See who she wants to put on that reservation. If she says your man Jesse, obviously she has him explained to do. And the show is yours at that point. Okay, Emily?
Okay.
I'm so excited. You ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello. Am I speaking with Karen?
This is Karen.
Karen, hi. My name is Jonathan. I'm calling from the Aurora Hotel. Great news for you. You've been selected as the grand prize winner of our free romantic weekend giveaway. So what that means is we're putting you up in our penthouse suite. We're throwing in a honeymoon package for you. I was calling just to confirm those details, but I wanted to congratulate you on being our grand prize winner.
What do you mean I won something free? I don't have to do anything.
You just have to stay with us and then review your experience online. So I know that this might sound too good to be true, but we need your help to build our presence online because, as you can tell, times are different and we need to get the word out there about the Aurora Hotel.
Okay. So I just get to stay and then I write about it, my experience.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I have a few questions to go through. My first one for you is, with this free romantic weekend stay, we give a personalized note to your guest of honor. And I wanted to see if you had a special note you'd like to leave for them. I can write that down whenever you're ready.
Okay, let's do for my hard-working man.
I have that here. Now my next question is, who would you like to bring on this free romantic stay? I need your guest's full name for us to continue.
You can put Jesse F***. Ugly ass, cabbage patch, looking ass. Are you kidding me?
Cabbage patch? Don't insult them like that.
Hello?
Yeah, so Karen, we do have to let you know you're live on the radio. We're the morning mess. Emily's on the line.
So
Jesse's
I'm not
late.
Getting a hotel? You're getting my foot up your ass.
She might like that.
My man of a year and a half. Did you not even hear that? I'm going to beat
yourself
your ass.
You're freaking out. Okay.
You've been here.
What's I'm sorry, computer? Emily. I'm laughing because you're so boring. Like, what did you think was
boring?
What did you do? You can do things for him
that I can't do,
right? Whoa. This is like a twins that are fighting right now. So hold on 1 second. Okay. So, Karen, real quick, I just need to figure this out. You're fully aware that Jesse is in a relationship, right?
I mean, yeah.
Girl.
Okay, so did you get your summer's eve to watch that stinky of yours?
Heard that's not good for you.
Your man has no problem with my stinky okay?
Oh my God, you're not like, right. Why would you call it that?
My point exactly, trash.
Some guys like a stinky Twinkie.
No.
She is beautiful, and I love her in all of her forms, and so does your man, okay? Maybe you need some bodily love to yourself, and your confidence can go up, and then your man will stop stepping out and lying to you.
Okay. Yeah, and that's how you're going to keep attracting boyfriends that dump you for being a lying-ass, cheating-ass, and this time you with the wrong person, honey.
Listen, girl, I honestly feel sorry for you.
Don't call me girl.
Why don't we just ask Jesse what he thinks?
So,
I'm done.
Okay, what I will offer is some counseling services if anybody wants to talk things out.
They don't want to be a throuple.
Calm matter. Okay.
You need to call Dr. Phil for my anger management that I want to release on this girl because she needs to be scared.
Okay, all right. Beep, boop, 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 Dr. Phil?
No, yes. Stop it.
Yeah, so that's not going to happen. Emily, are you still going to try to work it out with Jesse? Because obviously he's messing around with this Karen over here.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Okay, well, Karen, if Emily's not going to mess with him anymore, is...
Are you kidding?
Still good, with or without.
Of course. Do you want a relationship, though?
No.
She just likes Jesse giving that muffin a concussion. That's what it is.
Okay.
Do you feel bad for Emily at all?
I mean, I feel bad that she's so blind.
Sounds like she's not caring.
I literally
I had
can't.
To throw in a dad joke. My
yeah,
God.
Always. No, so, funny. Anyways, Emily, we're here and we're on your side. So, is there anything else that you want to say to Karen?
Tell her to stay the f*** away from me.
Sounds like marriage.
That is not.
All right. So, you know what? What I'm going to do here.
That is not right either,
that
Joey.
That is not okay. That is not okay. I'm just going to put them both on hold. Yes. Someone's getting counseling.
You give it to Karen. I'll give it to Emily.
I'm not giving nobody. Well, okay.
Take it.
The Morning Mess. Weekdays, 5 to 10 a.m. Live 101.5.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.